Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Illusionoid is proud to sponsor the Pirate Queen of the Stars at the 2016 Toronto Fringe Festival. In the Pirate Queen of the Stars, you will see a live-action space battle between a real pirate queen, a space dictator wannabe, and a philandering starship captain. Plus, you'll be serenaded by a robot as it discovers human love. Playing at the Factory Theatre Main Space during the 2016 Toronto Fringe Festival, it's the Pirate Queen of the Stars. Tickets available at FringeToronto.com or visit PirateQueenOfTheStars.com for more information. The Pirate Queen of the Stars. In space, no one can hear you sing.
Illusionoid.
Live from the majestic Social Capital Theater in Toronto, in front of a hot crowd, make some noise, Toronto! Another successful intro.
Well done.
Thank you very
that was
much.
Wonderful. What energy.
Oh, thanks.
What energy. Yeah. Well done.
Thanks a lot.
No, really, I can't praise you enough.
Oh, well, you're too kind.
Well, you know how hard he works on those.
I do. I know. He's up all night preparing for that. Welcome, lady and gentlemen.
Paul, what's happening with you?
I'm just going to leave the microphone like this.
Do you want to use this one?
No, this is good. This is all perfect.
That looks perfect. That looks excellent. Yeah. Welcome to the show. We're going to get right to it. My name is Lee Smart. This is Paul Bates. And over there, we've got Nug Nar Gang. And we are Illusionoid. Has anyone heard our podcast before? Yeah. Thank you. So you know what we're up to? We're up to mischief. Here on stage, making things up that are scientific.
That's our catchphrase, pure mischief.
Pure mischief. So we're going to make things up in the science fiction vein. And if that's too gross for you, I'll say theme, because some people get grossed out by the word vein.
It can be gross.
Yeah.
I'm sad for the podcast listeners that they cannot see the epic prop work that Paul Bates is doing with his microphone stand.
Yeah.
I figured it out.
Nice. You turned it around. So we're going to make up a couple of science fiction stories tonight. We have some wonderful, wonderful guests, and we have special surprises for you guys and an interview coming up as well partway through our show. But we're going to kick things off with a special guest who's going to come up here and do a reading.
Yes, a friend of ours has written a book. He's an improviser with Bad Dog Theater and here at the Social Capital, and has been an improviser we've all worked with before. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Marcel St. Pierre.
Marcello. Yeah, we'll watch
it. Now, Marcel, you have written a book. And what is this book called?
Yes, I have written the book. The book is called Vengeful Hank and Other Short Weird Stories.
Excellent.
Yes.
And it's available right now on Amazon.
Right now on Amazon, or if you're really nice to me, or just go, hey, author boy, I want to buy a book. I can probably arrange
it.
He
has some here tonight.
Yes.
So these are short, weird stories.
Indeed.
And you're going to read how many of them?
I'm going to read three of them.
I like this. Ladies and gentlemen, Marcel St. Pierre with some selections from Vengeful Hank and Other Short, Weird Stories.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right. The first story is called Carl.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right. Carl, this is a new day, said Carl to himself, out loud in the mirror. Fresh start! Everyone's already forgotten about what happened yesterday. In fact, no one had forgotten about what happened yesterday when Carl, who really just wanted to be liked, had gone into work and declared it to be Yodel or Yogurt Day. He'd gone office to office offering his coworkers the choice to yodel or receive a spoonful of yogurt to the face. He'd been sent home early and told to think about what he'd done. But today was a new day. He was going to do better. He was going to be better. He looked at himself in profile, admiring the Windsor knot he'd finally mastered. "Nice," he said. "Necktie on your penis day, here we go." Thank you. Thank you. Very short, weird stories. Very, very true. Okay, all right. Go for track two, Gord. The deceased. "I didn't know the deceased," began Pastor Anders, "but I'm told he was a good man." "Ha!" said a glowering man in the front row. He was, in fact, the only mourner in attendance. The pastor cleared his throat. I'm told he was a generous man." "Right," said the man in the front row. The pastor shifted uncomfortably but continued. "He goes on today to rejoin his loving wife, Martha." "Meh." "In the life ever after." "Is there a problem, sir?" The man was surprised to be addressed. "I'm sorry," he said. "Is there a problem?" repeated the pastor. "Oh, no, Reverend," replied the mourner. You're doing a great job. Please continue." The pastor fumed a moment and tried to find his place, but he was too flustered now and addressed the man again. "I'm sorry, but how did you know this man?"
"I don't."
"Well, then why are you here?" asked the pastor.
"Will there be sandwiches?" asked the man.
The pastor stared at him. "No, there will not be sandwiches."
"Oh," said the man, disappointed. "That's a shame."
Annoyed and frustrated, Pastor Anders completed his eulogy, then shut his prayer book with finality. He was about to leave when he noticed the man was holding his hand up. "Yes," he snapped. "Can we ride him?" he asked. The pastor was flabbergasted. "Ride him? Can we ride him?" "Yeah," said the man, "you know, like a pony." A moment passed as the pastor considered his next steps very carefully. And later, as they both rode the dead corpse like a pony, the pastor made a mental note to erase the church security tape. Therapy for me. That's all this writing is. Okay, this is the third and last story. This is Mandrake by Moonlight. As he lay in the bay window, looking out on the moonlit night, Mandrake smiled to himself. No one was home yet. Good, he thought. I hate my roommates anyway. More me time. He stretched for a moment and yawned. Nighttime was when he did his best thinking, and also his best whatever the fuck he wanted. So he played with his ball of yarn for a while. Then, without warning, he saw something in the corner of his eye. Every muscle in his body went taut as his head whipped around to see a disembodied spirit floating along the floor, darting behind the couch. He leapt from his seat and ran over to the couch, bouncing off his favorite cushion and clawing his way up the wall. This knocked down the framed Casablanca poster, shattering the glass as it fell behind the couch. Frightened by the sudden noise, he scampered onto the kitchen table and sat there, hyperventilating, till little by little, he could breathe again, and he realized something. Ha! I'm sitting on the fucking kitchen table. I fucking own this place. Then he randomly scampered to the bathroom, where he unrolled a full roll of toilet paper onto the floor. And then, arching his back to make himself look larger, he rushed sideways on all fours down the hallway to the front door, where he barfed in a shoe. Then he returned to the bay window and started grooming his anus. Fuck everybody, thought Mandrake, who was a 24-year-old chartered accountant from Markham and not a cat. Thank you, Illusionoid listeners. Nug?
Marcel St. Pierre, everybody. You can get Vengeful Hank on Amazon and even just talk to him. He's got a few copies here tonight. Vengeful Hank, short, weird stories.
Short, weird stories, indeed, yes. It lived up to the title.
Those were both short and weird.
They were.
In every way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Marcel. We're going to go and kick off our segment of the show now. And we're going to start off with our guest, Pat Thornton. Please welcome Pat Thornton to the stage.
Pat Thornton, everybody.
Pat is here.
Oh, man.
Pat is sporting a Doctor Strange shirt. Pat, are you excited about the Doctor Strange movie?
I am excited about it. Yeah.
What do you think about as Benedict Cumberbatch? Is he living up to what you've hoped for Doctor Strange in these short clips we've seen in the trailer?
Yeah. The trailer doesn't look that exciting yet.
No.
I'm waiting for the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the teaser.
Yeah, just a little... I hope that the whole thing's not an origin story. I hope there's some other... cool stuff that happens.
Yeah, I think this first trailer was designed to just pique people's anger about the lack of Asian characters in the movie, right?
Yeah.
And that the ancient one is Tilda Swinton. If you guys haven't seen this, she's...
Is she not Wong?
No, she's the ancient one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's the ancient one.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, the really old Asian dude in the comics with the long beard?
Yeah.
That's Tilda Swinton.
No, I thought...
Yeah, now Marvel's position on that is that they, like, were trying to do the right thing, and they really blew it.
They
claimed that they thought it was too much of an Asian stereotype, so they gave it to someone not Asian.
That's right.
There was really no win for Marvel.
No. There's
we
no
wouldn't
win
want
on
to offend
one.
An Asian actor by hiring them.
Oh, heavens no. Absolutely not. So joining us, we have, of course, Pat Thornton here. And, of course, on keys, we have got... Cthulhu.
Oh, Cthulhu himself.
Cthulhu is on keys and sound effects for us tonight. That's right. So if you hear any squishing, anything that sounds damp, it's Cthulhu during this podcast.
Thank you, Cthulhu.
Mighty Cthulhu. For your ever-present moisture.
I like a damp keyboard when I can get it.
Of course.
And let's not forget that Cthulhu is... What's that?
Oh, there's Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
That's Cthulhu.
Yeah, shambling forward. Yeah.
Cthulhu is a viable choice for president of the United States.
Yes.
In the United States, don't forget, there's a third choice, and that's Cthulhu. Check it out online.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you guys feeling warmed up now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. We're going to get to our podcast, and we're going to use this book right here, which is called H.P. Lovecraft and Others. And others. The others fall into this just other category here, but I'm going to flip through here, and I'd like someone to shout out stop, and this will become the title of our first podcast tonight, all right? So go ahead.
Stop.
Perfect. And this one is called, in the light here, The Salem Horror.
The Salem Horror.
All right, and this is by a gentleman, not H.P. Lovecraft, him or herself, because there is never any definitive answer to that question. This is by Henry Kutner.
Well, thank you for the inspiration of your title, The Salem Horror, Mr. Kutler. And as always, we start each episode like this.
All right. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. That's it. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me, people of the past. Listen closely with your ears to your time radio, which was delivered to you from the future. Convenient and random. You did not ask for it, but you received it. By DHL, the finest courier yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It is a hot one. I can't speak for when you live, but when I am, oh boy, it's a sweltering one, for in my time, the sun has bloated to the form of a red giant. A big, red, hot. Its heat is less intense than was it when it is when you live. But it is much closer! I can reach up and touch it. It's goddamn hot. It's like grabbing the toast out of your toaster just out of it as it pops. So that radiation is coming down on me 24/7 these days. Ah, climate change. In your future, the community of Salem will become paranoid and believe the witches live amongst them. In your past, the same was always so. And in your present, it's seriously happening right now. But we're focusing on the future.
Hello. It seems as though my car is making some kind of strange noise, and I've pulled over here. And I was wondering if you could recommend a hotel for the night, a place that I could just stay until the morning when I can get in touch with my auto club. Is that possible?
Yeah. There's a a hojo.
Pardon me?
There's a hojo just like 3-4 mile that way.
Three, four miles. That's
that way, yeah.
That's
hojo.
Quite a ways. I hate to impose on you, but is it possible for you to give me a lift of some sort to the hojo?
I'm not going to the hojo.
Well, I can seriously make it worth your while. I don't know if you recognize me. My name is Elliot Finster. I'm a visiting professor from Yale.
That sounds like a fun name, but no, I don't know you.
Well, I don't expect you to know. If you don't read, if you haven't read any of my publications or watched any of the late night television shows that I'm frequently a guest on.
Okay.
I'm a specialist in, in the supernatural, essentially.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so... do you need the hojo or?
Yeah, if you could somehow arrange for me, either through arranging a ride, calling a taxi for me, or even possibly letting me mount you and just for a short time and having you walk me there.
Yeah, okay. I'm not doing the mounting thing, but I guess you could ride my witch.
Your witch?
Yeah, I have a witch.
You have a witch?
Yeah.
I said, you need me?
Yeah, this guy's going to the hojo.
Oh, does he want to go by witch?
Yeah, he wants to ride the witch over to the hojo.
Did you tell him what price? I want you to set the rates.
Yeah, that's going to be about 80.
Eighty. Okay, all right. Yeah. I guess I tipped my hand when I told you I was a visiting professor from Yale. Specialist in supernatural.
Yeah, we got a Yale-y here.
Yeah,
Yale!
I can tell you're having, as a townie, you're having a little bit of fun with a guy from the city by saying you've got a witch here for me to ride.
No, I have a... You can see the witch.
Hello!
Well, I see an elderly woman.
Yes, and I'm a witch.
Why?
Just ride my witch.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, who? Yes?
Is this witch giving you a runaround?
Oh, get off my corner!
Now I can get you to the hojos for 60. I'm a crone.
Oh.
Oh, you know what?
You don't ride a crone to a hojo.
Well, no, you don't show up to a hojo on a crone.
No, the hojo will laugh you out of the place.
Yeah, and it's the only place around.
So it turns out now that I've got a choice between a witch and a crone.
Well, there's no choice. You go with witch.
Yeah, you don't want that crone.
Yeah, I have a water bottle I could give you.
The water bottle!
It's all about the trinkets.
I've got a water bottle in my satchel.
Trying to woo him with a swag bag.
Okay, all right. You've had your fun. You've had your fun.
Okay.
Honestly, we know, just because this is Salem, Massachusetts, we know that there aren't any witches, really.
Do you for sure, smart boy? Well, take a look at this.
The Witch Almanac.
Oh,
that's right.
God.
I made it appear out of my own pocket.
Wow, it's It's a rather heavy tome.
Take a look at page 78.
You'll find 80's a pretty good rate according to that book.
Yeah.
Page 78.
That's me right there in the almanac, and you'll see my rates printed, $80.
That's true. This is like a daguerreotype.
You won't find a crone in there because they don't show up on paper.
Oh, well, hold on, then. Hold on.
What?
Well, do you have a smartphone, Professor?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, just go to the App Store.
Yeah, okay. The App Store. Okay, yeah, one, search, just a second.
Don't download. That app's going to get you.
I'm only getting 3G around here. Just give me a second.
It'll take a while, but Crone Ride. Look for Crone Ride.
And this is an app.
Yes, it's an app.
It's a okay.
I'm right here. You don't need an app.
$1.29. I don't want to download that.
See the plus sign? Yeah. That's how they get you.
Now, you activate the app. Hold on. You'll see an icon hobbling around the countryside.
Yeah.
And that's me, because I'm the closest one to you.
Why is anyone listening to this crone?
Yeah, she's a crone.
Forget the crone. Ride my witch.
Okay, all right. I know how to decide. I know how to decide between a crone and a witch.
Ooh, drown us. Yeah. Drown us.
Yes.
Drown the crone, and if she stays alive, I'm your choice.
All right. Okay, sir. Sir?
Yeah.
I'd like you to get a large barrel.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. We're doing this?
Yes, we're
going. I'm getting a barrel. I'm getting a barrel now. Look at me.
Brandon, you don't have to get the barrel.
I got the barrel!
Thank you, Brandon.
There you go.
All right.
You know, the third option is the cow that lowed a few minutes ago as well.
To ride a cow. What do you think
I am? You know damn well that's my husband, and you turned him into a cow.
He deserved it.
You crone.
You Mildred the witch.
You horrible crone.
Eat it.
No, this is my corner.
Listen, surge pricing is in effect, but I can seriously get you to that Hojo's for at least $60. At most, $60.
I could have had him there by now and had $80 in my pocket had you not busted in and broken up this deal for me and Brandon.
Welcome to the free market, bitch.
It's witch.
Oh, I have a terrible speech impediment.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Brandon, let's have a look at that that bucket here, that barrel. All right, now I'm going to fill
this. That's a nice barrel, right?
It's a beautiful barrel.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to fill this with milk from that cow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My husband?
From your husband.
You better ask nice.
And he's only got one teat, which is interesting. All right, well, I'll give it old Yale try.
That's not a teat.
What?
He's only got the one.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it's a bull.
This teat is getting larger and larger.
Oh, just let him finish it.
It's gross. Well, the barrel is full.
Oh!
Regardless of what that was that came out. All right, now I'd like you,
look,
Mildred.
If you're milking bulls right here,
yes?
Why do you need to go to Hojo?
Well, it's kind of a long story. I'm the keynote speaker.
That was a short story.
Yeah.
On what subject will you be speaking?
Witches and crones, of course.
Witches and crones?
Witches and crones. So and how they're not mutually exclusive.
Let me get this straight. You're an expert speaking on witches and crones.
Yes.
Yet you doubt the existence of the two of them in front of you.
Well, it's because witches and crones are obviously an artifact of folklore. They're not real.
Folklore?
Folklore.
How dare you?
How dare I?
How dare you? Take a look at this.
Oh, another book.
A second almanac.
Yeah, there it is.
This one from over 100 years ago.
Oh, it smells musty.
And look who wrote it. Hojo. Brandon.
Brandon. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm crazy old.
Over 100 years old. And this is written by hand.
Yeah, I got hands, too.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, that's interesting. This thing is full of diagrams. It introduces a third supernatural creature. The warlock.
Ooh, read, tell me more.
All right, well, according to this
Don't
Brandon,
let the crone in on the secret of the warlock.
Ooh, I've always wanted to get into that page and read about the warlock.
It says here that the warlock is a male hybrid. A male hybrid, half witch, half crone. Huh. That's interesting.
It is interesting.
That's all it says. The rest is blank.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe to be added to when we know more.
Yeah.
A warlock would cost you 70 even.
70 even. So I have a choice in front of me. Which warlock or crone?
Or cow.
Or cow.
Yeah.
Surge pricing.
I mean, I don't want to be out $80, but you probably could have walked there by now.
You know, what if we all carpooled?
There's a car?
Yeah.
We got a bunch of cars.
Well, why didn't you say?
How did you get here?
My car, but it was making a funny sound, and I pulled over to the
and
side.
And you were embarrassed to... to have a car that made a funny sound at the Hojo?
Well, I was worried that it was going to break down en route and I would be stranded.
3 miles from here?
Yes.
Just be warned, stranger, whichever choice...
My name's Gilbert Fenston.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just hobbling my way over here.
Oh, that's right. You probably didn't hear.
The Gilbert Fenston?
Yes.
Never heard of you.
Oh.
Well, I'm very interested in your talk.
I'm interested in giving you a ride, $80. Take it, Brandon.
And I want to help you get there, but be warned that whomever you choose, there will be a price beyond monetary value exacted upon you.
Yes, tax.
Oh.
Tax, yes. I'm not talking about
oh,
tax.
You're not? Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the tax.
There is tax. There is also a service fee should you use Crone Ride.
This is still not what you're talking about.
That is not what I'm talking about.
All right, okay.
That's how they get you.
And also the bottle of water is not free now that we're actually talking
what?
About the terms and conditions.
See?
There is also... Some call it a curse. Some call it a task.
Ah, yes, the horror.
It's known as a horror.
Is this something that will compromise the very existence of my immortal soul?
You have an immortal soul?
Yeah.
Ooh, then yes!
Thank you. All right, well, I accept.
Okay.
I accept all of your proposals for a trip to the Hojo. And the cow, too.
Honey, if this works, I'll have you free of that crone spell!
Well, then, let's all, I guess, well...
I'll compensate all of you.
Who do you want to ride first?
No, what's going on here?
He's going to compensate us all.
He's just going to pay us.
Brandon, he's
you only
apparently
needs
paying
one
all
ride?
Of us.
Yes.
You need one ride, you're going to pay for three rides?
Absolutely. This.
Something's going on.
Uh-huh. The three of you will be the main exhibit in my keynote presentation.
Oh, I'd like to see you try and capture us.
Well, I don't have to capture you. You're going to.
Ah!
But he did anyway.
We're captured.
There you go.
Even Brandon.
Ah, man.
Where did you get a witch laser?
Where did I get a witch laser?
Yeah.
eBay.
Okay. Those people are fools for making a witch laser.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, would you like to ride the crone?
What I want to do is I want the crone to mount the witch.
Okay.
Who in turn will mount the warlock.
All right.
Then the cow.
Wait a second. The cow on the bottom. Do we have a... Brandon, are you a warlock?
Oh, yeah.
You've been a warlock this whole time?
Yeah. I just, I wasn't supposed to tell them at the Hojo, because then I don't get my benefits.
Yeah. Typical warlock.
So now that we're caught, are you still paying us?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. Yeah. So...
Could you loosen the laser restraints so
yes,
that I
could
get a hand free to take that money and give Brandon his cut?
Yes, of course. Here, there you go. That's off.
Thank you. Brandon, here's a little for you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Now, you're familiar with the turducken, I assume.
Yes.
All right.
No?
Nope. This is where you take a turkey.
I'm listening.
Inside a duck.
What?
Which goes inside a...
A chicken.
Well, that might be the wrong order, but okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you know what?
Yeah, you put the really big one in the little small one.
You do it your way, I do it mine.
So wait, are you implying that you'd like us to get inside of each other and the cow inside one of us?
You're perceptive. That's exactly what I'm proposing.
I, like a thrush, will climb inside the witch.
No!
Wonderful.
And I'll get inside this cow.
Oh, no.
And that leaves you, Brandon.
The cow's going in me, isn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time, would it?
No.
Gets lonely out here.
Well, you don't have to be like that.
Oh, all right. All right. And I will get astride your back, Brandon. And here we go.
45 minutes later.
Ouch.
And welcome to Howard Johnson.
Thank you. I'd like to check in, please.
Oh, okay. And how many guests are checking in today?
Let's see. I'm going to need to...
Are you on the list or anything?
On the list, I'm Gilbert Fenston. Professor Gilbert Fenston.
Professor Fenston.
Of
Thank
Yale.
You. Well, we were getting worried about you.
Yes, I was held up. My car was making a funny noise a few miles back, and I had to hire a witch of warlock and a crone to get me here.
Oh, I hope you didn't compensate them. You'll be struck with the where do we live? The
horror?
The horror of where we live.
Oh, Salem.
Ah, yes, you'll be crushed. You'll be struck by the Salem horror.
Well, you don't expect me to believe that, do you?
Well, You don't have to believe it.
Sorry, there's someone at the door.
Oh, I'll get it. I work here.
Salem Horror.
Yes.
Somebody needed to be struck.
Listen, can you just wait 1 second?
Yeah.
Professor.
Yes.
This is rather embarrassing, but the Salem Horror is here. And if you like, I can cover for you and just say you're not here right now. You're in your room or you're not expecting visitors.
Why, this is...
If we invite him in, you will be struck.
Like physically assaulted?
Yes, this is the first part of the curse.
Hi, as a professor of the supernatural, I have to say my curiosity is piqued. I would like to see what happens.
Okay, then. Well, come on in, horror.
Jeez. Wow, you wasted no time.
Pleasure doing business with you.
And have a good day to you.
I'll see you later. You later.
Oh, my God. That was chilling. Painful.
Anyways, I'll need a credit card.
I thought this was being picked up by the conference organizers.
Oh, yes, this is just for your incidentals.
Oh, all right. Yes. So in case I watch a movie perhaps later on or
yes,
something
yes,
like
or,
that.
Or take in some of our finest of our Salem takeout options.
All right, okay.
There's also a reciprocal agreement with many of our Salem attractions.
Oh, can you name one?
The Salem House of Magic.
Oh, fun.
The Salem Tower, which is 3 stories tall.
So, yes.
The Salem Museum of Failed Witch Tests.
Ah, that sounds fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, I would like to partake in those. And yes, oh, here's my credit card.
Okay, just scan
this. Imprint there.
Yes. And let me just use the manual machine because the digital one's down.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Oh. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah, it's a dot matrix.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. We're quite proud of our dot matrix.
Yeah, well, they still work, right?
They never will stop working, much to our dismay.
You know, suddenly I don't feel well.
Oh, really?
Yes, I feel like, I don't know, a general sense of malaise, perhaps a, dread. It could be even a sense of foreboding. Do you mind if I just go to my room and lie down?
Oh, not at all. If you'd like, I can send up some hot oysters.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah, please, sure. Yes. Okay. I'll remove my shoes in preparation for their arrival.
Excellent. Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy your stay.
I'm sorry to have cut this short. I'm sorry if I made you feel
I was really... No, you know what? It's really not part of my job to have an extended, protracted conversation with you.
I
have other guests. It's a long line.
But you do it so well. Thank you. And if you wouldn't mind just putting my crone, witch, and cow, and warlock into a... I don't know.
A storage locker?
Yeah, the coat check room would be fine. Thank you. They won't mind.
All right, Cal. Come on.
Oh. Later in Fenston's room.
Oh, I've never felt so. Oh, hello?
Hot oysters.
Oh, hot oysters. Yeah, it's complimentary, I assume, right?
No.
Well, come on in.
No, quite expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I left my credit card
at
the front.
Yeah, it's already on the credit card.
Oh, geez. How much
is it? Like 140.
140.
Yeah. You ever had hot oysters?
Never.
Nasty.
Oh, geez. Well, come on in. Just put them on the bed.
Okay.
And please excuse my nakedness. I just had to take my clothes off.
Oh, I love it.
But what?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, how do you eat hot oysters, or do you even eat them?
Certainly don't put clothes on.
Oh, I see. So I should
just
lie down.
Just slurp them.
I slurp them.
Yeah, just slurp them.
All right. Well,
I'll just hang out.
All right. Okay.
Slurp them.
All right.
slurp them.
Okay. Do you have any Tabasco?
No, I'm good.
All right. Just loosen them from the shell here. Oh, it's hot. I'll burn my lip.
Yeah, it's real hot.
Oh, my gullet. My gullet. Oh, it's hot.
Yeah.
Horror number two. Being watched while eating hot oysters naked.
I feel so vulnerable and exposed. Won't you please leave?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, so hot.
Scorching hot oysters.
How many more of these? This bucket seems endless.
Finish it!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That night at the Witches and Warlocks Conference.
Why, Fenston, you look positively terrible.
Excuse me, I had a bucket full. It must have been at least 5 kilos of hot oysters.
Why, how would hot oysters stay hot after being in a bucket? at that beard.
Oh, sterno. It's a little flame sterno cannon.
Oh, my. Oh, you. Just, the stench is terrible.
No, it's exuding from
if
every pore.
If that stench is anything like your speech, this conference is going to be terrible.
Well, take your seats and I'll begin. Oh, God.
What's happening with you, Fenston?
It's the boils. It's the boils. They're erupting. Oh,
you're an embarrassment. How is anyone going to believe any word you say? Do speech!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Crowd wants your speech, Fenston.
You're all here gathered. Oh, God. Stop. Oh, God. Oh, if I wish I had never engaged that crone warlock witch and cow to get me here.
Wait, say, what did you say?
I wish I'd never engaged that crone witch warlock and cow to get me here.
What? They're just folklore.
Yeah, that's what your speech was about, wasn't it?
What day is
We're
this?
We're a folklore club.
You're a folklore. I thought this is the supernatural. A supernatural club of Massachusetts.
Well, no, this is strictly folklore. Sir, we only enjoy these things because we are confident that they don't exist.
But I'm telling
you. Come in here farting from hot oysters? What kind of a fool eats a 5-kilogram bucket of hot oysters before speaking to the folklore
club? I was naked. I had no choice.
Naked?
Yeah, well, yes.
You are a horror, sir. You are a horror. A full horror show.
The prophecy is true.
I am the Salem Horror. And accordingly, we believe you don't exist. Good day.
Well, gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's half price wings at the Crone Warlock Witch and Cow.
Ah, yes, a quaint little pub up the street.
What a funny name.
What was that that happened on stage just now?
I don't remember.
It's as though there was a thing.
But then suddenly there wasn't a thing.
Certainly nothing I believe in.
No, this is folklore.
Of course it is. We're a club after all.
I love being a club. Yes.
How are we getting there?
Use that app.
Oh. Crone Ride?
Yeah.
All right, well, there's an icon hobbling towards us right now.
Oh, excellent. We'll take that. To the wings, gentlemen! To the wings!
The end.
Wow, that was terrifying.
I was.
Oh my God.
We went full circle. You became the horror.
Yes. I felt in actual peril during that podcast. I did.
That was terrifying.
You looked in peril.
I was scared.
Like, I don't know. For those of you listening at home, the acting up here was outstanding.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. I felt it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about totally commitment, right?
Yeah. You bought in 100%.
The Salem Horror, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guest Pat Thornton. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, May 25th, 2016. Thanks to Marcel St-Pierre for reading from his new book, Vengeful Hank and Other Short Weird Stories. Don Ferguson of the Royal Canadian Air Force calls it an imaginative gem where absurd is the new normal. Vengeful Hank and Other Short Weird Stories, available now on Amazon.ca. Illusionoid is proud to sponsor the Pirate Queen of the Stars at the 2016 Toronto Fringe Festival. In the Pirate Queen of the Stars, you will see a live-action space battle between a real pirate queen, a space dictator wannabe, and a philandering starship captain. Plus, you'll be serenaded by a robot as it discovers human love. Playing at the Factory Theatre Main Space during the 2016 Toronto Fringe Festival, it's the Pirate Queen of the Stars. Tickets available at FringeToronto.com or visit PirateQueenOfTheStars.com for more information. The Pirate Queen of the Stars. In space, no one can hear you sing. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. Illusionoid can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.